Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun there and pin on a man and become a lawman. Well, it's Halloween night, and you get a call over the radio. Disturbance, neighborhood complaints, loud party, 109 North Blauman Boulevard. So sure enough, you cruise up to the place, and you can hear that noise out in the street. You stand there, you ring the bell, and some drunk reels to the door, swings the door open, and goes, "Hey, welcome to the party. Everybody, look at this. Somebody's dressed like a policeman. That's the best costume I've seen in a long time. Look at you. You even got the belly hanging over your belt. That dumb look on your face. Fat behind. Well, you're about ready to give the man a Tom McCann enema. You're about ready to give a little free orthodontial work with your Kellite. And you think, wait a minute. They've mistaken me for one of the party revelers. Maybe I will just let myself in and see what gratuitous fruits of the search I can find. So instead of telling them to pipe down, you walk in there. Somebody grabs you by the arm and says, "Hey, great costume, love it. Hey, you want to come in the kitchen? We're doing some blow." You think, my God, a drug arrest. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Now we're talking third-degree felony possession, possession. Yes, yes, yes. Well, you're about ready to say, "Everybody freeze. You have the right to remain silent." Give them the whole spiel when someone says, "Hey, buddy, buddy, you ought to come in the bedroom here. There's a girl in there taking on all comers." You figure, well, there's no need being hasty making this arrest. Maybe you ought to pop in there for sure enough. If you get in line. Yeah. She says, "Oh, God, I've always wanted the policeman. What are you? Take off your costume. I want you just the way you figure. What the hey?" So you strip naked and you just start wailing away on that thing. You have your zesty session. You turn around and your uniform is gone. You say, "Hey, hey, 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 hey. What happened to my costume?" They say, "Oh, Joe took it. Joe's got it on. He wanted to go to another couple of parties. He'll be back in a couple of hours. He left his behind for you, though." And you look at there on the floor is a Tinkerbell outfit. So you put that thing on, you say, "All right, everybody's under arrest." You go out to your squad car, you call it reinforcements. Police come, everybody's hauled off, possession drugs. Suddenly a sergeant comes walking up to you, looks at you standing there, and you think about it, and says, "Look, no offense, but if I were you, I think I might consider putting in for early retirement."
You're late again. Sorry, sir.